Among other details, at least 67 civilians were killed during this escalation in fighting in Southern Unity State. We also have testimony that 172 women and girls were abducted during this period, and an additional 79 were subjected to sexual violence, including gang rape. There were at least 9 separate incidents in which women and girls were burnt alive in their dwellings in Kutch County and elsewhere after being gang raped.
You refer also to the report suggesting a depth of antipathy that exceeds political differences. What is meant here?
Well, I think the report, in using that language, wanted to draw attention to the brutality that was used on some of the victims, and that suggested that there may have been some kind of personal vendetta or revenge factor that would help explain the savagery of some of the atrocities that took place during this period.
Joe Contreras, we understand that UNMISS is being mandated to protect civilians, and you're here talking about this report and also mentioning the lack of access to the areas where the abuses have been allegedly committed. What can you say here about the role of the mission to protect civilians in the first place?
Well, first of all, it's important to remember that the primary responsibility for protecting civilians in South Sudan rests with the government of this country. Secondly, from the time that the military offensive got underway in late April, our colleagues in our Bentiu compound repeatedly sought to access the sites where some of the fighting had taken place and some of the abuses had allegedly been committed. And our personnel were repeatedly denied access to those locations. It was only a month after the fighting began to escalate that some of our colleagues were allowed to visit the sites where some of these abuses had taken place.
There were requests and also comments from observers that the mission should really find ways to preempt any abuses against civilians. And this case shows that the mission could not act before such escalations or before such abuses can happen. What is your comment?
Well, I would point out, first of all, that in some of the areas of Unity State targeted by this offensive, we have no installations. Also, I would point out that, as it so happens, in our compound in Bentiu, we are currently playing host to upwards of 78,000 internally displaced persons. So protecting those civilians, attending to their needs, helping humanitarian partners distribute food, water, and provide sanitation, those duties alone take up a huge amount of our colleague manpower resource. In any event, it's impossible for the peacekeeping mission to anticipate where the next outbreak of fighting is to take place.
What is your recommendation and what are your demands given the facts that have been mentioned in this report about abuses of human rights?
First of all, we hope we can gain better access to the sites of these violations in the coming weeks, and we call upon all responsible parties to hold accountable those armed elements who carried out these human rights abuses and to investigate these instances fully.
Regarding the SPLA, the government forces and the allied militias, and also the government of South Sudan, have you in any way contacted the government officials and the military officials on this report?
Yes, we did. We submitted in advance copies of this report to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs a good 10 days before the report's release, and as of now, we have yet to hear back from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We also submitted copies of this report to representatives of the SPLM, SPLA in opposition, and we have also not heard back from their side.
And one also might say, why do you have a report from one side and you don't have a report mentioning also abuses or atrocities that might have been committed by the opposition forces?
Well, we certainly have put out reports in the past highlighting abuses by opposition forces. For example, in the case of the capture of Bentiu in April of 2014, and also during a short-lived incursion by opposition forces into the Unity State Capital in late October of last year. The report does contain one reference to an ambush by armed opposition forces on a government vehicle that took place in Mayom County during this period, but the evidence we gathered overwhelmingly pointed to responsibility for these abuses by government forces and associated armed groups.